Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Need any help loading up the stuff you're stealing from our company
in
your car?
It's not stealing. It's borrowing. It's not stealing. I'll bring it back. I promise.
You're borrowing company equipment for a personal project.
Yes, I am. But I need a tripod, and we have a tripod that will hold a phone. So
yeah.
I'm borrowing it. It's not even like it's off hours. We're here in the morning. I need it at night.
Is this a big social media project you're working on at home?
Yes. It's like, well, that sounds bad. No, I'm borrowing it.
Better Home Movies? What is it?
It's not even for me. It's for my daughter. She has an audition for show choir.
Uh-huh.
And she has to like do a little bit of choreography and film herself. And she's like, oh, man, I can't get the camera angle quite right. I was like, you need a tripod. She's like, yeah, but we don't have one. I said, but I know where there is one.
Did your brain go ding?
Yes. There was that sound, ding. And I was like, wait, I have the solution.
I'm trying to remember if I even had to audition for show choir.
Oh, it's much more serious than
I
it
know.
Ever was.
I know. It's
back in the day. Are you kidding me?
We just sang to a track. Like now there's bands.
Oh, there's bands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Like our one music choir director just played the piano.
Yes.
That's kind of how we did
There's one person who knows how to play piano.
Yes.
Yeah. We had a small band, but I don't remember.
You did?
Who. Yeah. I don't remember who. What's in it? Sorry, guys.
Class reunion's gonna get awkward.
I know that Mary Wegen was on the piano, but I don't remember who else was in the band. I'm so sorry.
What has Mary Wegen gone on to do with her life?
She's the other choir director.
Oh.
It's like,
does she still do that?
Far as I know.
Boy, you are not plugged into your alma mater.
Till I hear otherwise. I don't know. They don't check with me when it's like, hey, I'm going to step away. I'm going to retire. They don't check with me.
I should probably call every one of my former school children.
Are you still active duty? Or are you retired? Okay, thanks.
Got it.
Check in with all of them? I don't know.
So she's filming tonight? Filming
yes.
Tomorrow? When's it due?
By the end of the week.
Oh, she's got time.
We got time.
Wait, you're going to hold on to this thing for like a week?
Let's start now. Yeah. Yeah. No, for a week? I'll bring it back tomorrow.
But what if she needs it again? You're just going to keep taking
then
it back
I will
and forth?
Take it back. Yeah. It's portable. It's a tripod. It's plastic. It's fine.
You're just not going to buy one?
I don't think that we're going to have a whole lot of auditionings in the future. I think it's a one and
but
done.
But think of all the auditions you could do if you had the tripod.
You know what? We could become one of the, YouTube families. We could just have this tripod. It could be like a part of our equipment.
You could be influencers.
Now there's an idea.
But then you need the ring light.
Yes. Oh, man.
And then at some point, you need probably the
so many
thing
pieces.
That scrolls. You need a teleprompter.
A teleprompter,
when
yes.
you have lines.
Yes, yes.
Or a cue card guy.
I think it'd just be cheaper to get a cue card guy, don't you think?
For a teleprompter?
Yeah, because I could probably just like buy him
you
off.
You think
with
so?
Yeah, I think I could just like, here's some cookies.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, here, cue card guy.
The trick, though, is good handwriting with cue card
yes.
guy.
Yes. I know. It's like a standard.
That's the thing I always love about SNL, because you see them every once in a while, the cue card people.
Yeah.
Their handwriting is perfect.
It's got to be so good.
It's like the standard. It's like every cue card always seems to be written in the same way. Have you noticed that before?
Did you ever watch the documentary Behind the Scenes? That's
yes.
part of it, is like they have a standard handwriting.
It's kind of like architectural handwriting.
Yes.
It's
yes,
a thing.
Yes. My sister had to learn that. Her handwriting has never been the same.
Really?
Yes. So weird.
There's your cue card guy.
Hey, I have a cue card guy. Yes. Problems all
Boy,
solved.
Boy, solve that.
Thanks, Morning Scramble.
That was quick. We're only 4 minutes into our Monday.
Dang.
Solve that.
Everything solved
yes.
right away. Well, good way to start a Monday.
Good for us.
Get the problems out of the way. And hey, University of Illinois, researchers there have figured out how to make healthier French fries.
Go. Well, wait.
Wait. Healthier or better?
Do they still taste good? Because there's healthy bread. I just don't like what it tastes like.
They think that's true. There's healthy bread. But there have been some consequences. It is not as tasty as white bread. Okay. They wanted to get that perfect crunch, right?
Yeah.
A good fry has to have that, You have to, but they wanted to use a healthier heating method instead of the deep fat frying.
So air frying, deep fat frying, mm-hmm. what are your other options?
Microwave heating.
Just nuke them?
You have to use that to pressure the oil to get in there to cook it instead of letting it soak in like the deep fat fry where it's like doused in it. It results in a fry that cooks faster and absorbs less oil when you use the microwave deep fryer.
They invented deep frying in the microwave? This sounds like new science.
Yes. It's just that's the idea. It could be added to existing fryers that we already have.
Yeah.
It shouldn't disrupt the food industry too much, but it is a better method, a healthier method to cooking our fries and making them taste good too.
So it's the ratio of oil to fry.
Uh-huh. And, you know, using the microwaves.
Yes.
To get the oil to the fry. Yeah.
Does that help microwaves?
It just, you have to push the oil into the fry.
Are your hands the microwaves or the oil?
I'm just trying to force the oil into the microwave or into the French fry.
In the microwave.
Yes. I don't know. Science. Listen, they have developed a way using science to make fries healthier. Are you in?
I'm in.
Okay, great. I mean, for crying out loud, it's 420.
Thanks for that.
Let's all get on board.
On any day we needed more snack news. 420 is the day for more snack news.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, Eric, as you know, I have been working very patiently on our downstairs powder room. It's not even a full-size bathroom. It is a powder room. It is a half bath. And we have been in the process of trying to beautify this space.
I'm well aware of this space.
4 months.
You had Shannon and I over for breakfast about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I believe you had painted it.
Yep.
And it added some trim.
Yep.
And with the lights off, it looked great.
Yes, I know, right? Love it without the lights. Then you turn the lights on, and you're like, ooh.
It's
fine.
Good work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One of the projects that needs to happen is that we wanted to have this system of floating shelves,
mm-hmm.
kind of like above the toilet. I was like, oh, we could have like a candle and a little fern and then like an extra thing of toilet paper just right there for our guests. Floating shelves, which is a lovely idea. But have you ever installed floating shelves yourself?
I hate them.
They are the worst.
Floating shelves suck.
They are the absolute worst. They are evil. They should not be allowed. I took it upon myself to try to work on this project all by myself. And now, Eric, we're taking a step back because there's a hole in the wall.
Were you putting the anchor in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it in the wrong spot, man.
Oh.
I know.
So it wasn't level or what?
Nope.
Nope.
The first one, I did two. I didn't stop after the first hole in the wall. The first one was just a little bit too close. I had to get it a little further out. And I had measured and leveled and all the things. And then the second one was not level.
Oh, man.
At all. I don't know how.
Do you need a... I have a level thing.
I've got a level.
With a laser?
Not a laser.
I got a laser
maybe
level.
Maybe a freaking laser beam on top of the thing.
Pew, pew.
Pew.
What's the game plan now?
I'm thinking...
Because you can at least put the shelf over where the holes are, mm-hmm. you just have to adjust where the shelf's going to be.
So true.
You know, horizontally.
I have patched the hole.
Good for you.
Thank you. I patched the hole. I thought about continuing with the project and just putting the shelves up over it. And then I went to ChatGPT.
Yes.
And I took a picture of the space and I said, if I failed at floating shelves, what should I do?
What did it tell you?
And it told me the easiest thing to do, Claire, is get a big picture and just put it over the whole mess. And that
is what you did?
Is my plan. I'm going to get a big picture. I've got to measure now. I was too frustrated. I'm taking a step. We're taking a beat.
Can I?
Yeah.
You have to hang that picture.
Shh.
Which requires.
I don't want to.
Another hole.
No. I know. But I'm hoping with some of the nails that are still in the wall. We can just kind of...
Have I given you our picture hanging tip? Toothpaste.
I thought about that as I was going to sleep last night. I was like, why didn't I use Dan Snyder Hansen's tried and true method of just a little bit
of toothpaste. A little dollop of toothpaste where you think where that nail's going to go based on the tension on the back of the picture.
Yep.
And that's going to be within as close proximity as it could go.
Would have been a perfect
toothpaste.
Move, Eric.
Well,
perfect.
Again, your husband and I are the fix-it fellas. We're still available. We work in the summertime. It's about time to bring out the overalls.
I suppose.
Oh, think about it. Just think about it. Can I tell you how proud I am of my city? Well,
yes.
The city had nothing to do with it, but it took place within the city limits of our city, and specifically at the corner of First Avenue and Third Street.
You can always brag on Cedar Rapids with me. What happened at First Avenue?
First Avenue and Third Street. The Alliant Energy Powerhouse.
Yeah.
And Theater Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Friday night, full house. Meanwhile, across the street, that was Friday night. Saturday, daytime matinee. Then Saturday night, while Alice Cooper's across the street.
Wow.
And they also had Dinner Detective upstairs at the top of the Doubletree.
Busy.
That was Saturday night.
Super busy.
And Sunday matinee.
Oh, yes.
And Sunday night.
Alabama?
So to those who program entertainment in our community, you had one intersection mm-hmm. that had live performances Friday, twice on Saturday, a matinee on Sunday.
And a little bit of everything.
And a lot of bit of everything.
Love it.
Now, as much as I'm going to, this is a little bit of an Oreo. Except I should have given the little feedback somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Two quick things.
One.
Alabama's Please Stop Touring.
Oh.
I love you. You're part of my childhood, my friend's childhood. You've hit that age where it just, the nostalgia is carrying you through.
Okay.
Don't tour anymore. Top of the Five Doubletree Restaurant, whatever it is, 351st.
Yeah?
You got to figure out a better plan when you know that three events are happening in town. And you either are not staffed well.
Oh, move it right along.
Just, there's always something. I don't know if it's the layout of that restaurant. Everybody's trying hard. But when you see people sit down, don't get water within a window of when they need to get water, then get up and leave.
Ooh.
That's bad.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, like, does the hotel, which is not connected to the event center, right?
No.
Those are separate.
Like,
but do they talk? And then you know TCR's got stuff? Because you're going to have, and there was a dance competition in town.
Oh.
So all these families and little dancers everywhere. So just a... I just want things to go great. Things went well. Great is better.
Yes, we can always go for that.
Little
next
more improvement.
Echelon.
But all in all, first and third, great place to be this weekend.
Time for the buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
I think the two big questions right now for what happened in Iowa City early yesterday morning is what exactly transpired and with whom or by whom?
Yeah.
So authorities are still looking for five persons of interest after three University of Iowa students and two others were wounded in a shooting on the Ped Mall early yesterday in Iowa City. Photos of the five people wanted for questioning are posted on the Iowa City Public Safety Facebook page. And the request right now is identification or if you have video footage or photos of as things transpired early Sunday morning in Iowa City, please contact Iowa Department of Public Safety. As of yesterday, police say one person still in critical condition. Four others are stable. The university provided counseling services to students throughout the day yesterday. Police say they were responding to a large fight and then the shots fired. So police were already on scene
mm-hmm.
as the shots rang out. I'm sure more on that investigation will come up. We don't have any other information, but no arrests yet have been made. Let's go from the crime report to the sports page. Sports shorts. I'm not going to play the Iowa State fight song because she doesn't play for Iowa State anymore.
Okay, where's Audie Crooks going?
Audie Crooks is going to Oklahoma State, which I think is still in the same conference as Iowa State.
Yoy.
I don't follow Big 12 athletics as much, but I'm pretty sure they're all in the same conference. Crooks made the announcement yesterday on social media. She's 6'3", has 1 year of eligibility left.
I was going to say, she's a junior?
Yep, so she played 3 years for the Cyclones. She, by the way, and Iowa State really hasn't answered this question. Nine Iowa State women's basketball players all entered the portal in the first 12 hours it was open. That seems to say something.
Yes, it does.
But with the announcement of women's wrestling just last week, Jamie Pollard was a little more mum on what was going on with women's athletics in general, and mm-hmm. specifically the basketball program. But Crooks, by the way, who was the second leading scorer last season in all of women's basketball, averaging over 25 points a game, will now be putting on the orange and black of Oklahoma State
huh.
instead of the cardinal and gold of Iowa State.
That's wild.
Wrap it up, the buzz. What's got us feeling all right? Rarely do I read commercial property listing announcements on the radio, but this one caught my eye.
Do it more.
After you hear this, you're going to want this on the regular.
Whoa.
The former Westdale Made Right. The First Avenue OG Made Right, which has been closed at least a year, for sale at least a year, 621 First Avenue Southwest, has been sold. Now the next question, who bought it and what are you going to do with it?
Do you have an answer?
Well, it was, I don't know if in a term of sale you can actually say it has to be a restaurant. It's certainly zoned for whatever the city says it's zoned for, but it was sold as a turnkey. So the furniture, the fixtures, the equipment, like it's all still there ready to turn the lights on and start making whatever you want to make. According to that property listing, by the way, 18,000 plus vehicles pass by that building daily.
Mm-hmm. It's got That's a
prime real estate.
Busy stretch of land.
So it is part of the heritage of First Avenue, First Avenue Made Right, or the West Side Made Right. The building's been sold. No word on what's going in there. But watch that space for details.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Quick Coachella update after weekend number two. Sabrina Carpenter on Friday night welcomed a surprise guest appearance of Madonna.
Madge sounds great.
Yeah, she looked great too. They sang Vogue, Like a Prayer, and then a new song Madonna debuted called Bring Your Love. Madonna told the crowd it was 20 years to the day that she appeared at Coachella and performed Confessions on the Dance Floor Part 1 for the first time in America. And then after the show, Madonna released I Feel Free, which is the first single from Confessions Part 2 that's coming out July 3rd.
Well.
Yeah, Madonna took that bull by the horns. Lots of stuff from her. Justin Bieber, his second weekend out, took some feedback. Maybe people thought that the playing YouTube videos and singing to himself was a little lazy. Well, he made it a star-studded performance. He brought out Billie Eilish and SZA and Big Sean and Sexy Red and Dijon.
Dijon mustard?
Yeah.
Nice.
Spicy Dijon. Somber brought a special guest to perform with him, Billy Idol, on stage doing Eyes Without a Face.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Billy Idol, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
nice.
Right. Yeah.
I like stories like cameos, not he sang to a computer, right? That's what you want Coachella to be. Although both
That's
are
what people expect.
Both are in the category of didn't see that coming.
Well, that was a surprise. This is a bit of a surprise, too. Netflix was working on a road trip docuseries reuniting former One Direction bandmates, and it's over. It's not going to be happening because Zayn Malik allegedly punched Louis Tomlinson in the face.
Like when he opened the door?
I don't know it. What? How far in the filming? Hey, how you doing? No, apparently Zayn made a comment about Louis's late mother. So that's not good.
No.
Louis suffered cuts on his head because Zayn was wearing rings at the time of the punching.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So Zayn is pulled away from the project. Louis was taken for medical treatment. He was left with a concussion. It happened outside and in front of people. It was shocking.
I think this sounds like an assault case now.
A little bit. Docuseries has been scrapped. Fans were quick to notice that Louis and his two sisters unfollowed Zayn on social media. So, of
course, kidding.
That there's a rift there. Also, in other Zayn Malik news, he released a brand new solo album on Friday and at the same day was hospitalized for undisclosed health scare. He's been treated now, but we don't know why, for what?
Song called Punch Your Face.
Ooh, punch your friend's face. Yikes. Okay, surprise, it's a baby. And Cher, you're the grandma.
Wow.
Cher's got a new granddaughter. She's 16. She's not a baby. Surprise, she just didn't know that she existed. So a former model named Katie Edwards, who's apparently the granddaughter of legendary actress Julie Andrews.
What?
It's all Hollywood okay. Who's who. Katie had a child with Cher's son, Elijah Blue Allman, in 2010. He didn't want to be a father and was never really in the child's life. And he never told Cher about it until he suffered a drug overdose in 2021. And he said something when he was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And she didn't believe it. But then she reached out just to check, see if it's true. And Katie confirmed, yes, it is. So Cher's trying to come to terms with this. She has now since met the child. Her name is Ever. She's 16 years old. She's lovely and kind and just a kid. But Cher's like, oh my God, I'm a grandma.
But think about the kid. Oh my God, your grandma is Cher.
Yeah.
That's
no
a big
kidding.
Deal.
That's a huge deal. In other Cher news, she is trying to seek a conservatorship for her son, Elijah Blue Almond, because the drug thing is still a persistent problem. So trying to get him some help.
These are all, I'm thinking back to the Rob Reiner story. Just the parents do everything they can.
Yes.
And then above and beyond. And it still just isn't enough. It just shows you the dark right side of addiction and how powerful it can be.
Exactly. And when you have that much money at your disposal,
yes.
She said the problem is that he has a trust from his father, the late Greg Allman. And as soon as he gets any of it, it's gone. He just spends it. So that's just, yeah. Not where you want your kid to be.
No.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
So many dancing Eric Hansons in these photos, these one-shot weekend photos. Your face is everywhere.
There I am. There I am. Oh, I'm there again.
Ah, surprise.
I know it bugs you when sometimes I break a rule, but I had to this time. The other times I probably could have gotten away with not breaking
but
that rule.
This time?
This is when I had to break the rule.
Why this time?
We were at Theater Cedar Rapids production of The Little Mermaid on Saturday night. And can I just say, the scene where Eric falls off the ship into the ocean and is saved by Ariel is some of the coolest theater magic I've ever seen.
I'm so excited.
They do such a great job. They also, what I love about TCR is they always take shows and they plus them just a little bit. They add a little bit of a personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it actually in my photo. I'm getting my picture taken with Ursula. And they did a really cool job of giving her kind of this green villain vibe instead of that traditional purple and black.
Sure.
And it doesn't take away from anything. The performance was fantastic. You may remember this actress, by the way. Her name is Lauren Fenwick. She was also in Waitress. So if you look...
She was great.
If you look at my photo, which is her, I guess, Ursuling me, and then she stole my voice. And then same way, the other way, I'm holding a Waitress cup from the that just was just coincidence.
Really?
When I was going through all of the TCR cups to bring for the performance. But yeah, I highly recommend, and I believe this goes till May the 10th. So do not miss the performance of Theater Cedar Rapids in The Little Mermaid. Your family's going to love it. The other
so
thing
excited.
That's just cool about going to shows at TCR, you run into people you haven't seen for a while.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's what I kept seeing pictures, people taking stuff all weekend. Like, A, it was a fantastic show, and B, look who I ran into.
Oh, can I also ask Lauren to accept my Facebook friend request?
There you go. Publicly.
If she's up at this hour,
hey,
I don't
girl.
Know. But that's been out there, I think, since Waitress, girl.
I'd like to be friends.
I'd like to be friends. Now, I made your photo.
You did.
What's this?
Took a selfie real quick at our Act a Fool pre-concert party. Full House playing the Alliant Energy Powerhouse this past Friday. And we had a big party inside the lounge right in between the Doubletree and the actual Alliant Energy Powerhouse. And it was just so much fun. Everybody got the memo that this is a 90s, early 2000s party. The costuming, I mean, there was a lot of just attention to detail in everyone's looks.
There were a lot of what I would call the Saved by the Bell color palette
uh-huh.
and those interesting geometric shape patterns.
Some
I saw a lot of that.
Grunge, band t-shirts.
A ton of band t-shirts.
Oh, the band t-shirts.
Those kind of 90s and 2000s kind of slick exercise jackets as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So yeah, people definitely got the memo. We had a lot of great prizes thanks to our friends at Sierra Events Live. And I hope they do this for a lot more of these GA shows. It is so convenient to come in, grab a beverage. They had some food at the bar and then just kind of hang before you go into the show.
Right.
It was just so smooth and slick.
And as annoyed as I was with the weather kind of being a little
yeah.
severe on Friday night, we were having a party in their storm shelter. Like, I've never felt so safe in my life.
Party started at 6. There was a moment a little after 5. Some guy brings people in. I'm like, it's too soon. He's like, no, there's an active weather issue outside.
They are
They're
in here.
Supposed to be in here. Like, you got it. And also, by the way, the band, Full House, hung out with us at the party.
They heard that we did a giveaway of meet and greets, backstage passes, and they're like, well, we could bring the backstage to you guys. How about we just come to your party?
They also referenced the party by name from the stage a couple times.
Several times.
That was the coolest thing.
So cool.
Yes. Okay, from TCR to Full House and the Z102.9 Morning Scramble Act a Fool Party, what else happened this weekend? That's the question.
That is the question. Producer Ben has a photo that he'd like to share with us, and we'll do that coming up next.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
What'd you do this weekend? Photographic evidence is there on the Z102.9 Facebook page. We've got our photos posted. We've kind of explained what's going on in those photos from everybody except for producer Ben. Good morning, Ben.
Ben. You took a trip to a very green city, an emerald city, if I may.
What? If I may. You may, Eric. You may.
Thank you. Tell us about your photo, producer Ben.
I went to see The Wizard of Oz at Kennedy High School. That was Saturday, I think 1 o'clock it started. I've never seen The Wizard of Oz, the movie, though. So this was my first experience with The Wizard of Oz.
Wait.
He's avoiding it now.
No, you have to be avoiding it. It plays during storm season every year.
It usually starts about Easter.
Yep.
And then it's always on for about Mother's Day.
You've been avoiding it.
I only have streaming.
Then dial it up. I think it's on HBO Max.
Yes. Either way.
But you were familiar with the story, yes?
I know that there's a house and a tornado and a tin man, a lion.
And a scarecrow.
Scarecrow
is very important, Ben.
And munchkins and a witch?
An evil witch, yes.
Yes, an evil witch.
I did not know about that prior.
Okay, so what
you did you... know there was a witch of the Wizard of Oz? Oh, my goodness.
Man. What did you think of this show? Because you saw it on stage then.
I thought it was pretty good. It was technically their first showing because their Friday got canceled.
Because of a tornado.
But I thought it was a good show. I did get a little bit confused because when it was time for intermission, I was like, took me a good 30 seconds. Like, is the show over? Is that it? Because I didn't know if I was supposed to expect anything else or not.
So unresolved. I don't know.
They were on their way to the wizard, and I thought that might have been it.
They were off to see the wizard? You thought they're done? Well,
I could be. I don't know.
Is there a sequel?
Hey, I guess they're off. Good for them.
I love, though, somebody who's never seen something that is so culturally known. And it's like, I don't know what happens now. Do I go home? I find that hilarious.
That's kind of cool.
They even had the little dog in the play.
Yeah.
Like a real dog?
A little dog, yep. But he was very nervous. I felt kind of bad for him. He was shaking the whole time. And
this show and Annie, it's always tricky because the dog plays an important role.
It does.
You have to have the right animal.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
Well, the set looks awesome. The costumes are spot on. The lighting's really cool, too. So whoever did the production here at Kennedy is fantastic. Well, thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
Producer Ben.
I believe AVP was involved in that.
She was.
I know for sure on the choreography.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, she's got a good aesthetic.
Gorgeous.
Claire, I don't think we've ever had this many photos this fast on a Monday.
There's tons.
Where would you like to start?
Tons of ground to cover. I want to start with a happy birthday to our good friend and listener, Chad. He rented out the Bijou Movie Theater to celebrate a big birthday. So congrats to him and Christina, his wife. Thanks for sharing that photo with us.
I mentioned at the start of the show everything that was going down at the corner of First Avenue and 3rd Street this weekend, and we now officially have a photo of everything. We have an Alabama picture, we have an Alice Cooper picture,
yes!
We have a Full House picture, and we have a ton of TCR Little Mermaid pictures.
Tons of those. Really yes. Great pictures. Lots of really great shows. So bravo, everybody, for performing this weekend.
Can we talk a moment about our namesake baby and actually take a moment to remind people why we have a namesake baby?
We should. Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue, her mother has posted a photo of her with a flower balloon on the Z102.9 Facebook page. And to get back to how she got that name, it goes, just a couple years ago.
So Christy, the mom, posted it was either a gender reveal or just a baby shower. And jokingly on the radio, we said, hey, Christy, if you want to name your baby after us, we'd be more than honored.
You should totally do that. And I don't know if it's legal, but socially, she did name her baby after us. And every weekend she posts about Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue. She includes the Morning Scramble in that child's name.
And I believe for the first time in the history of her being named Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue, she identified as Charlotte, the Morning Scramble by telling the person at the restaurant that was her name.
It happened, people. She identifies herself as Charlotte, the Morning Scramble Blue. She has a balloon, blow up flower, and she said the name of the flower is Charlotte. I'm the Morning Scramble. So cute.
So cute. There is quite a lot of variety. Did you see the Jazzercise with our friend Loretta from work?
Absolutely. Yeah, they had Lexi Bell and Hollywood Hope joining them to get through some of their routines. What a fun way to exercise.
And then as we go back to the little ones, a lot of celebrating as well. I think we have a couple record holders or at least big winners in youth activities.
Thank you, Kate, for sharing a picture of your daughter's first spring softball tournament. This little girlie took home MVP for spring pitching. That is awesome. Congrats.
I know we've got a little person to celebrate in a moment. I do want to celebrate a big person. Michelle ran 2 half marathons in 2 different states, New Whoa. York and Pennsylvania. That is quite the effort. This is also me stalling because I'm trying to find
Julie's picture.
There, I found it. Okay. Midwest Cubing Association competition. This is the Rubik's Cube people.
Okay. I thought it was cubing, and I don't know what cubing is. Please explain.
Cubing is taking on the clock to see how fast you can solve a Rubik's Cube. Now, typically, what is that? A 6x6 grid, I think, on a traditional one. The one in the photo, though, was a 2x2. So it was a tiny little cube. And the subject of this photo is the fastest single solve for somebody who's never done it before.
Julie, congratulations to your son on that one.
Under 5 seconds solved a 2x2 Rubik's Cube.
Dang.
Under 5. That's fantastic.
Talent abounds in
Julie,
this area.
Congrats to you. And thanks to everybody. A ton of photos. We still have more to go through. Would still see, love to see more of yours as well. Get those posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Quick pop quiz, hot shot.
What?
Do you know what happens next Friday?
Next Friday, let's see. Next Friday, next Friday, May 1st. That's right. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. It is also the first day of Morning Scramble. Live from your living room.
That's right, friends. We are taking the show on the road each Friday in the month of May. We are going to be live from, potentially could be from your living room. We're asking listeners to raise a hand and say, hey, I'd like to host the Morning Scramble for a morning.
We need to make sure everyone's 100% clear of what this means.
Yes.
By the way, thanks to Slumberland Furniture, our presenting sponsor of Morning Scramble, live from your living room. The show starts at 6. We need to get ready. We're going to be there between probably 5 and 5:30 to set up.
Yeah.
So first of all, I got to answer the door.
You need to let us in early. We'll do the show live 6 until 10 a.m. We'll bring breakfast.
Yes.
How's that sound?
That sounds good.
And then we're going to be just doing the entire show, kind of watching as your family gets ready to head out for the day.
Yeah. Whatever transpires in front of us, that's the storytelling we're going to be doing. Plus your favorites from a Friday. You'll get nerd news.
Yeah. Can you imagine the kids getting a little science prep before they go to school live?
I think you could, if you have science on Friday, skip it in your family. Just stare at me while I read the nerd news.
Dancing your kids told me I could skip class.
I don't need to be here. I learned about nerd news on the radio in my house. Wheel of Useless Knowledge, we're going to haul that thing in.
Yep.
That's going to be quite the heavy lift.
It's going to be a lot.
Z Sleaze, The Buzz, whatever fun we've got going on the radio that day. We'll be reading our code word for cash and carry, right? It's a little bit of everything.
We've got something for everybody. But if you would like to invite us to do the show from your house, this is kind of the last week. Of course, it starts May 1st. So we've got to decide this week if you would like us to come to your house. It's very, very simple. All you have to do is go to KZIA.com or use the Z102.9 app.
You'll see the big couch. Click on the couch. That'll take you to an information page. We want to get to know a little bit about you, where you're at. If you have cats, that does not disqualify you. I just need to know if I need to take an allergy pill that morning. and then just say, hey, raise your hand, sign up. We're not going to be able to get to everybody. We've had a great amount of response so far, but we want to see who else wants to take us in. A 4-hour show plus about an hour to set up ahead of time, live from your living room with the Morning Scramble presented by Slumberland Furniture. If that sounds like fun, if your house on a Friday morning should be on the radio, let us know at KZIA.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.